21-18, Minnesota State in front. Hans Bristol, Nathan Daggett here with you on the KVSC Sports Stream from Hollenbeck Hall, an NSIC men's basketball matchup. The number 13-ranked St. Cloud State Huskies currently trailing the Minnesota State Mavericks here in St. Cloud. Happy to have you with us. It's been a good one so far, and boy, you're not going to want to go anywhere. 9:25 to go. Mavericks get the ball back at the top of the key. McLeod's got it. 5 seconds on the shot clock with the drive. That's no good. Oh, the putback there for Jamal Nixon right before the shot clock expired, and it's a 5-point lead for the Mavericks.
Yeah, good follow-up putback there by Jamal Nixon on the bench. Really good spark plug for this Mavericks ball club.
Onwuka hands it off to Gage Davis. Davis now from the top of the key. Bright pink shoes. Flies down the lane with the right hand. Good. How good has Gage Davis been so far in this one? Naked 14 points for the NSIC Player of the Year, preseason Player of the Year candidate.
Yeah, Gage Davis right now just having everything he wants in the lane and making those easy lay-in finishes. Big for the Huskies in this one.
This is Carson Ehrenholz with it originally. Now it's over to Carter Ash. Ash pulls up for a three. That's no good. Onwuka up with the strong board. Here's Diamond Onwuka pacing the floor. Over to the right wing for Davis. Already 14 points for Davis. Marshall now feeds it inside, looking to get it in, and up with the right hand. The strong finish there from the freshman, Ethan Schumer, and yeah, it cuts the Mankato lead to one.
Ethan Schumer, when you're getting down low and those right hook finishes, he's really good at finishing at the rim. I like his post game really good.
Jawan McLeod, the transfer out of Northern Iowa, gives it over to the left wing, and Nixon was driving inside. All sorts of contact there, and that draws the foul. And Diamond Onwuka slow to get up here for St. Cloud State as Nixon, a tall frame, really is driving inside. 17 minutes per game as a freshman last year, only appearing in 27 games, a 6'6" sophomore. Drew the foul, and now it's Diamond Onwuka that is slow to get up. There was quite the collision there as Nixon was driving toward the far side of the basket. And not a sight you want to see here if you're St. Cloud State with Onwuka on the court here with 8:07 to go in the first half, a 23-22 lead for Minnesota State Mankato. And Onwuka slow to gives up, gives both these teams a timeout here with 8 minutes to go in the first half.
Looks like it's maybe a right leg injury for Diamond, and tough to lose him, especially this early into the season. Looks like he really looks to be really a big factor for this Huskies team, both offense and defense sides of the ball.
So Diamond Onwuka originally just transferred into this program. He's on the floor right now with trainers checking in on the junior out of Barcelona, Spain. 6'8", an international player that this program really liked. They really saw a big spark out of him. And again, you heard Coach Welk talk about it Tuesday night after that win over Crown. And really what Onwuka brings is a lot of that athleticism and size that John Averkamp brought to this program on the starting lineup mostly from last year. And Onwuka now able to kind of sit up with his back straight. And a few
I'm not sure he's going to be able to walk off on his own power here. Like you said, two members from the bench coming over to help get him up.
It's that right knee that he's really limping up, and a big round of applause from the Huskies fans here. They understand what they've seen out of Diamond here early in this season, and Onwuka helped over to the bench.
It's a tough loss. His size on the court is something that you notice firsthand, and now you lose that size on both sides of the ball. It's going to interesting to see how the Huskies are going to respond from that. Ethan Schumer, the freshman, looks like he's really going to have an increased role now here.
Absolutely. That's a great point. You think about Ethan Schumer, who really got some good minutes in that game against Crown on Tuesday, but a lot more size and athleticism that this Minnesota State Mavericks offense brings. So Onwuka helped off the floor, 8:07 to go first half. Mavericks with a 23-22 lead. That inbounds pass barely getting into Nixon, but it's back to near half court to Carson Ehrenholz, the senior. Over to the right side for Jawan McLeod. McLeod high up off the wing. Gives it off into the corner now for Ehrenholz. Ehrenholz brings it back over to this right wing side. Ehrenholz looking for space. 5 on the shot clock. Ehrenholz finds some space. Open baseline jumper. That's no good. Battle for the rebound. Nixon comes down with it, but Trey Marshall takes it away. Here's Marshall in transition for the Huskies. Driving inside. And a foul is going to be called the other way. It's going to be an offensive foul on Trey Marshall.
Trey, maybe a little bit too out of control there, driving to the lane. You can see why give the call on the offensive foul there.
I believe it was Jamal Nixon that was the one taking the charge. And again, Marshall kind of threw out that right arm, and a lot of times when those refs see that right arm motion, that's going to be the call, and it was the right one there. 7:40 to go here in the first half. An interesting one to start between the Mavericks and the Huskies. Mavericks looking to take advantage of some empty possessions that the Huskies offense has had. Here's Anderson from the top of the key. Back shoulder spins up with the right hand. That's no good. Underneath the basket, Kirksey with the rebound. That won't fall. And it's Ethan Schumer with the board for the St. Cloud State Huskies. Now the Mavericks offense coming up with some empty possessions. Here's Heat Anderson, strong up the floor. Hands it off for Tyson. Tyson back to the top of the key for Davis. 18 seconds on the shot clock. 7:08 to go here in the first half. Tyson on the right wing. Back to near half court for Davis. Davis has to reset back up this offense. Mavericks playing tough D. Jumper from the free throw line. No good there for Davis. And a rebound by Jamal Nixon. Nixon up the floor from the elbow. And Aaron Holes into the corner. Back up to Anderson from the top of the key. Out to Aaron Holes on the left wing. Now he drives inside. Blocked there by Smith. Loose ball still loose over to the far side. And it's collected there by Kirksey. Out to the top of the key for Juwan McLeod. 10 on the shot clock. McLeod on the far wing, guarded by Heat Anderson. McLeod spins, drives up with the right hand. That's no good. McLeod comes down with the rebound. Open three near corner for Aaron Holes, misses. And it's Sean Smith on the rebound. Back the other way for the Huskies. 23-22, and Smith loses it. Up the floor, Carlos Anderson goes up for the dunk. He is blocked by Smith.
What a play.
The other way for the Huskies. Schumer from the baseline. Over to the left wing. Heat Anderson for three, and that's no good. Tipped up in the air. Smith with the rebound. Tied up, and it's going to be a jump ball between Carlos Anderson and Sean Smith.